Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, man, I've been doing this a while, as you know, and I love it and I covet it. The Get Marty stuff is so important. For instance, we're headed to Natrona Heights to try to help out the folks at the Anchor Inn. It's hard to comprehend, unless you've done it. Man, when you talk to Joseph Kolick about his business, man, how many of you folks have put 68 years into anything? Not judging, by the way. How about 6 years? How about 68 minutes? The men and women that truly own the business and own it, they sleep with it. They fight it. They need our help, and I'm going to help every single one of them. If I can help you, then I want to. I just want to. And I want you to email me. If I can help you in any way, send me an email, getmarty@kdkradio.com. I'm serious about this. If you're looking for workers, if we can... We're going to help out a business that lost a lot in a big fire. It's kind of the root, the fundamental, the foundation of why I'm here, why I exist, and why I do this, making a difference. We can talk about anything else you want, but at the end of the day, if we can't help each other, why are we here? Huh. You know, I got to get to this because it's important stuff, and I have made a post on Facebook that got, I don't know, if Patrick were here, he would know. My boy Patrick, my partner at Get Marty, who does so much. Anyway, we're going to be headed to the Natrona Heights this afternoon to the Anchor Inn to help them. We got to, man. We got to help them. We just do. But I made a post, I don't know, a month ago. Do you believe in heaven? I'm kind of on the fence. That's all I said. 14 million people, maybe 16 million. Maybe 20 million, from all over the world. It reached millions of responses. No, I'm serious. Millions. More than some radio and TV and newspapers get in 2 months. One post. Why? Because it's relevant, man. It's important. And look, I'm not complaining. I'm blessed, man, if there is a blessing. And I have these questions that I can't answer. I have personal conflict with the Catholic Church and what's happened there, and that's been laid out for you in great detail, and I'm not going to do that anymore. It's not fair to you. That's my problem, not yours. We're looking for a new church because church is important. But at the end of the day, I think a lot of us find it difficult to find our place. Is there a God? Is there a heaven? Is there a hell? Man, I got nasty comments from people. Hey, you're going to burn in hell comments. This morning, I made a post. I got to read this. And then I got to get to my guru on this stuff, the guy who just speaks the truth and nothing wrong with the truth, right? I got to read this. So we got to find a new church. Church is important. Got to get back to church. And I posted this. Trying to find a new church. We're in the South Hills. I'm on a mission. Ideas? I'm serious. Here's what I get from Mindy Lawson. The man that doesn't believe in heaven or hell. Didn't say that. The man that persecutes anyone that thinks differently than him. Didn't say that. This is freaking hilarious. The man that judges everyone as if he is God himself. This is what I get from Mindy. So this is what I'm faced with. Look, man, I'm a big boy. Mindy's angry. That's her problem. If that's where she wants to stand, that's where she can stand. But that isn't Christian. Ha! That isn't God-like. That's someone that needs the church home more than I do. That's someone who needs prayer more than I do. Someone that hateful. And that's flat out hateful. And look, I'm a big boy. All I said to Mindy was, Mindy, the name of your parish, Saint, I'm filled with hate and anger. Look, man, we all have our place. But finding our place spiritually ain't easy. You know what? I had to go to the man I trust on this. I talked to him more than any other spiritual leader in my life. Why? I trust him. Why? He speaks the truth. We're about to do something to help him because I have to, because he's growing his church. And I'm a buyer and I'm a believer. And his church will be the next church the Griffin family goes to, as if that matters. I might scare people away here. Pastor James Hogan, good morning.
Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Are we bad people damned to hell, as I'm told? If all I do is post something saying, is there a heaven? I'm still on the fence.
Is there anything more welcoming than being told you don't even get to walk in the door to someplace because you had a question to ask? Oh, my goodness. What is wrong with people? Please ask your questions. The Bible says, knock and the door shall be open. Seek and you will find. If you're not knocking, the door's not going to be open. The questions are a key part of the journey for everybody.
Hey, I'm actually blown away by this. I don't even know if I mentioned this to you, that I posted this and I got, I'm serious, 14, 15 million people. People went crazy from all over the world. So my point is, we're not trying to get viral here. I could give a flying rat's behind. But what it showed me was, James Hogan, that it's front and center in folks' minds right now. Don't you feel it as well, sir?
Oh, absolutely. This pandemic rocked everybody, whether it was fear of the virus, for some people, fear of the inoculation, for others, they had their whole world turned upside down. They lost their home. They lost their job. Maybe some industries collapsed. And when that happens, people start asking very substantial questions about what's going on and what the real answers are.
And is there a real answer?
Oh, absolutely. I know you know, Marty, but 30 years ago, I was a full-blown junkie. And I was not just a junkie. I was the guy who would attack Christians when they would try to help me. I would tell them they were clowns and that they were neurotic and that they needed a crush to get through life. And time and time again, God didn't give up on me. He kept sending people and trying to help me. It just took until I crashed my life to a point where I had no pride left before I finally broke and gave in to him. And he's completely flipped the script of my life. And I have four beautiful children, and my wife and I just celebrated 30 years. And you know, God's setting us up right across the street from Stowe Rocks High School in this new building, which is a school very much in need of a lot of help, and we're going to be right here to pitch in and help. And I just watch his fingerprints all over everything now, and it's exciting. There's definitely an answer. And I don't want you to ever be dissuaded from asking the questions, because it's ridiculous to say, you know, don't ask. I used to get that when I was an altar boy back in the day. You know, I'd ask a question and Father Elvin would say, don't ask that. I don't have time to talk about that.
Hey, can you hang with me, brother?
Sure.
Maybe the most relevant question I've asked in my career. And I'm telling you, man, I posted this on Facebook, 15 million people, 15 million people from around the world asking the same question. Hang in there right now. AAA Traffic, brought to you by the power of Bowser. Kath, good morning.
And good morning, Marty. And we have some good news for folks over on 28 on that outbound side. They've wrapped up that work over at the 40th Street Bridge. So now from the 31st up toward the Millvale on-ramp, everything has opened up for you. Now we're seeing a little bit of traffic heading into the construction zone, but no major delays for you. 62nd Street Bridge, but a traffic light delay there at Butler Street, and Butler looks pretty good so far this morning. We do have crews doing work on Washington Boulevard. We have utility crews there between Negley Run Boulevard, rather, and Shetland Street. So we do have some slow traffic in both directions as you travel through there. Parkway East looks pretty good into the Squirrel Hill Tunnels. Parkway West, once again, backing right around Parkway Center. Our next AAA traffic on the 5 is at 1125. From the Presbyterian Senior Care Network Traffic Center, I'm Kathy Berger on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Ma'am, is there a heaven? Is there a hell? I mean, I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. My friend Bob, who the hell knows? But believing in God is the same as Santa Claus. Wow, this is strong. If you believe and there isn't, nothing lost. But if you don't and there is, then what? It's actually fascinating. You know, Pastor James Hogan joining me when I did this. Here's the first thing that's amazing, Pastor, is that folks really do care. And I mean, wonderful folks from around the world have sent me books, letters, counseling opportunities. Folks, honestly, man, without being jerks, they really want us, most of them, to have God in our lives. Is that not true?
Absolutely. I think regardless of where you fall on the spectrum of belief, there's always going to be the naysayers who want to attack you wherever your position is. But in reality, I think the folks that have faith don't want to exclude people from it, and they don't want to have this sort of us for and no more mentality that you get in a club. They want to see others come to the joy-filled realization that life has a deeper and more rich meaning, and that there is something transcendent that happens when you become involved in a relationship with God.
Hey,
it's so interesting to me to have an opportunity to have an eternal impact on other people's lives. You know, being that I was just a scrub from the rocks, you know, and yet God allows me to be included in that. That's just so cool.
So what do you tell me about, truly, using the cliche, the haters, folks like Mindy? I make this post. Look, we're looking for a new church. Any advice is good. Here's what she says. The man that doesn't believe in heaven or hell, smile. The man that persecutes anyone that thinks differently than him, smile. This is freaking hilarious. The man that judges everyone as if he is God himself. None of that is true. How do I manage without driving to her house and doing things that might not be forgiven because I get so angry about this? How do I manage that sort of thing, sir? How does anyone?
You know what? We love people through stuff like that. There's always going to be those people who their approach is caustic, and some of them will change and some of them won't, but in this entire exchange, people forget that your job is to be provocative, that your job is to ask probing questions, and your job is to try to get people to read the things you put on Facebook and to enter into discussions. If you just posted vanilla, boring stuff all the time, would that make people happier?
But
I doubt it.
But. And I'm honest, man. I mean, I question whether there's heaven or hell or whether there's God. I just do, man. It's just real.
I know that. The fact that I'm still talking to you helps me to not question it whatsoever, because I was terrified a couple of years ago when you were diagnosed. And even though you said at the time that you weren't praying for you, I had lots and lots of
man.
People who were praying for
you. Yeah.
And so the fact that we're still talking, you know, it might affirm your confusion as to whether he exists or not, but it definitely affirms my belief that he does.
You know, my wife keeps me in the game, quite frankly, because she has a strong faith, and we're looking for a church. Look, man, if I don't immediately buy in, I'm still going, and I'm trying, because I think faith is important and commitment to it is important. I struggle every day, man. It's hard to sit there holding the hand of a 13-year-old girl who has brain cancer that's spread into her spine. It's hard to manage that and to imagine, and someone says, pray for her. Well, I don't see how that's working. So that makes me a bad guy and I'm going to hell is what's communicated to me. It's hard, man.
Yeah, Marty, I spent Friday night at a memorial service for my niece's longtime boyfriend who was shot and killed at that U-Haul Center on Washington Boulevard.
God.
The fact that I have great faith in God doesn't mean that I don't get rolled by these things. I mean, just seeing a family deal with that hurts all of us.
By the way, this is a high carjacking. This innocent young man killed in the street. How do you wrap your arms around that's God's will, as we're told?
I don't believe it's God's will. Okay. I believe it. I believe that evil exists and that this earth is corrupted, but I don't believe that God wants to see a 21-year-old pull out a gun and shoot another one and ruin not just both of their lives, but families too. And I sit at the bedside of people who are dying and I have these conversations, and I don't pretend to have all of the answers in the minutia. What I do have is the answer that God loves us, and that even if we can't see it in this moment, tomorrow, if we wake up in the beauty of his glory, regardless of what we've gone through, it's going to be hard to think about anything else at that point.
This is my good friend, Pastor James Hogan from Faith Bridge, a community church. I'm working on something big with him because of the way he thinks, the way he feels, the way he's involved and engaged in the community. And he makes a difference. He epitomizes anything and everything Get Marty's about. I have gotten Pastor James Hogan many times, and we're going to make a big announcement, hopefully this week, regarding him and his church and Get Marty and our efforts. Thanks, my man.
Yep, love you, brother. Have a good day.
Oh, man. Amazing guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.